Mercy the Merciful Boy. Once upon a time, in a distant village, there lived a boy named Mercy. Mercy was a poor orphan who had no one to take care of him. He had no house, no clothes, and no food. He slept on the grass and ate some rice wrapped in a banana peel. But the cold days were coming, and so Mercy decided to make a wicker bed to sleep on. Every day, he would wrap some rice in a banana peel and head for the forest. He worked for hours, sawing away at trees. When he finally sat down to eat his dinner, he couldn't find it. It was gone. Mercy looked up to see a cat running away with his food. "Hey, that's mine." But the cat just sprinted away. "Fine, you took my dinner, then I'll catch you and make you my dinner." He quickly fashioned a trap, and after a short time, caught the cat thief. "Don't eat me," the cat whined, looking at Mercy with shining eyes. "You'll see, I can be useful to you." Mercy felt sorry for the cat. He didn't see how a cat would help him, but he decided to spare the cat's life anyway. He started taking care of the cat. He gave her some of his food and made a little spot next to his bed for her to sleep. One day, the village organized an animal competition. Seeing a poster on a tree, the cat decided to apply for the competition. While Mercy was still asleep, the cat snuck out and went into the woods. There, she met a deer. "Mercy spared my life, and I want to repay him," the cat told the deer. "Do you want to help me?" The deer nodded and followed the cat. When they reached the river, they saw an alligator. "Mercy spared my life, and I want to repay him," the cat told the alligator. "Do you want to help me?" The alligator nodded and followed the cat. The cat trekked through the woods, begging the other animals to help her. A silly monkey and a bunch of hard-working ants agreed to follow her. When Mercy saw the cat and her new friends, he was shocked. "Who are all of you?" "Since you spared my life, it's time for me to repay you," the cat said. "You just have to take us to the animal competition." Still confused, Mercy did as the cat said. The animal competition had many events. First, the deer competed in running. Since she was the fastest animal there, she won the grand prize. The alligator competed in the swimming race. He was the first to cross the river and win the prize. The monkey defeated all the animals in a banana-eating contest. The ants managed to transport the heavy rock up the hill through their unmatched teamwork. In the final hunting event, the cat was the first to catch the mouse. They had won first place in every event. The cat and her friends collected all the money they won and gave it to Mercy. "Wow! Thank you!" Mercy was ecstatic. "Thank you for your kindness, Mercy," the cat said. Mercy thought for a second as he looked at the bag of coins. Then he turned towards the group of animals. "You all have helped me so much. I'd like to be friends," Mercy said. So he took the prize money and bought a big house. He made a large lake for the alligator, a golden anthill for ants, a vegetable garden for the deer, and a pool filled with bananas for the monkey. And he made a comfy little bed that he put next to his for the cat. Mercy and the animals lived happily for the rest of their lives, all because they chose to be kind and merciful to each other.